So then you, so you made like the films, and you went back to the desert. And what happened then? Did you find yourself a lover?
I've had lovers throughout my life. They, I'm not particularly fond of a lover relationship in the heterosexual mode, mm-hmm. nor in the gay mode.
Which is the gay mode?
The gay mode is very much like the heterosexual mode, where you find your prince charming and he takes care of you the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a woman. You know what it is to have Prince Charming come along on his charger and mm-hmm. pick you up and take care of you the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the heterosexual mode. It's also the gay mode. There are many gay people out there hoping that Prince Charming will come along and save them from their misery. The misery of being alone, the misery of coming home to their empty apartment at night, and etc. Since I'm a loner, and I've been alone a lot, and like I said, when I give my trust, I give it sparingly, and I don't trust anybody with more than I care to lose. I've had some very good friends throughout the years, sexual friends as well as friends. And especially in this epidemic, I've learned that the most important thing that we have when all is said and done and we're ready to go wherever we're going to go when we die, the most important thing that you've had in your lifetime are friends. And I like to think in terms of my lover being my brother, a person to share experiences with. And that's how I see it. Now, that's my own particular belief. I put down heterosexual and homosexual relationships in which Prince Charming comes along and saves you, because I don't feel that it's a reality mode. You know, the reality of it is that Prince Charming is too busy taking care of Prince Charming to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't love yourself, nobody else is going to love you, no matter how many Prince Charmings come down the road. If you don't love yourself, they're not going to love you either, and they're not going to take care of you. And what happens when you have love of yourself, then you find it's easy to love other people, and not only that, it's easy for other people to love you. And love never stops. It's like light energy. Once light shoots off into space, it goes on forever. There's nothing to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is with love.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've loved someone, that love exists
mm-hmm.
and can never, ever be taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, how can you get it up for a camera?
Mm-hmm.
I never get it up for the camera, because the camera is just a medium. You know, it's like this tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for the people who are going to be reading this.
Mm-hmm.
That I do things.
Mm.
It's not for the camera. It's inanimate. It means nothing.
Mm.
You know? It's for the people. It's because I love people.
Mm.
And even though I'm a loner and I don't trust a lot of people, I do love them.
Mm.
You know? And I love them in spite of themselves.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I feel that the gay community and gay leadership is going in the wrong direction. That doesn't mean I don't love them.
Mm.
You know? And it doesn't mean that I hate them. It means that I disagree with them.
Mm.
You know, I do love them.
Mm.
And I feel that we are all doing the best we can with what we have. I've been very lucky. I've had very good love for my parents. Many of the gay people I know have no love from their parents, never had any love from their parents. In fact, were abused by their parents. And their parents never wanted them to begin with.
Mm.
I was a wanted child.
Mm.
And I'm still a wanted child.
Mm.
Even though I've given my mother lots of shocks, she still wants me as her child.